Part 8. Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity. Agape love is contagious. U.S. Declaration of Independence and Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity, Saint Germain, 16th July, 2022. Invocation. Divine Mind, Father, Mother, Life, whose Spirit dwells within us as the I Am Presence, we decree with the God creative power in that mind within us that we go forth today and always as the daughters and sons of God in the oneness of all that is, to live in acceptance of our true reality in the expressions of present human life circumstances and with the awareness of greater things to come, fully engaging in revelation, self-realization, self-empowerment, and self-love. We walk together as one, as a single united force field, becoming an example of the living Christ, as a witness to God within and to all the elements, elementals, devas, and angelic host, that support and sustain all God life here and there on Mother Gaia. And so it is. In God's grace, beloved peace and aloha, seal this invocation until it is wholly complete. Saint Germain. Greetings, dear family of humanity. While we could remain in discourse forevermore, speaking about peace, liberty, and freedom of humanity, but I wish to bring these presentation discourses to a close. There are libraries of the Masters, books, discourses, treatises, theses, papers, articles, and expositions that have been provided since the 1930s to bring about the changes needed today upon Earth for use by any interested dear souls, if you only look for them. So to add any more here in this Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity right now would only enter the emotional realms of overwhelm, and that is not our intention at all. Our intention is to do nothing more than to light that God spark within your belly to initiate a response, any response, because that would mean you have read the spoken words of God herein, and know they are a part of you to use or not to use in your own time of evaluation, integration, and implementation under the law of free will. It is time for the dear brothers and sisters through which this cosmic Christ mandate, this declaration for the freedom of humanity, has been entrusted to bring into divine manifestation. Who needs some space and time to formulate the actual Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity indenture ready for the 7th of August 2022, where they will divinely execute with their signatures and thumbprints the unascended human delegates of this cosmic Christ mandate? Let us elaborate on the subject of separation consciousness from the negative or purely material forces of this planet, which are not necessarily either good or bad, but which have been used instinctually and often unconsciously by humanity for merely material ends and are therefore basically anti-spiritual and subject to the influential fields of human personality desire, a desire oriented towards selfishness, greed, self-centeredness, self-indulgence, self-regard, self-aggrandizement, hunger, and therefore towards separateness. This form of iniquity and iniquitous behaviors is being combated today by the new group of world servers. Of this melee, you know something, because every thinking man and woman is immediately implicated. The early seeds of thought sown among early man and the laggard consciousness were imbued with or qualified by separateness, a necessary quality for the unfoldment of self-consciousness, but one which must now be superseded by higher consciousness. The new seed groups, now in formation under the banner or flag of the God Free, will be distinguished by the quality of fusion, and this should be as inevitable a development as is the separative and protective nature of the ordinary human consciousness in man and woman. It is this sense of union, of at-one-ment, and of the new Ashramic groups of synthesis which will be the protective and essential characteristic of the Fifth Kingdom. And it is this latent yet actively present factor of God's proclamation for the freedom of humanity which leads unerringly and inevitably to the new formulas of approach and templates of execution of the interior inner worlds and subjective notions and nations of these new world seed groups, now in their millions upon earth, to become the irradiatory activity and to the magnetic and electrical impulses they are now evidencing, as they duly attract to each other worldwide regulatory force field of the Mother's love and the Father's light. Thus, they produce fusion and blending, greater synthesis and unification. I invite you to realize that the organized and controlled efforts of the higher circles of light mentioned in the previous discourse are directed towards lifting the forces of materialism to a higher and more divinely spiritual plane. Today, gold and separativeness, materialism and selfishness are in conflict with the divine spiritual energy. But with the spirit of cooperation and divine understanding of divine synthesized efforts by the New World servers, and the support and teamwork of the rest of humanity, this will be accomplished. The law which will determine the results can be expressed in the words that have been often used, I quote, "By holding, man loses. By relinquishing, he gains. By seeking to grasp that which he has, it must and will inevitably disappear." Reflect then upon this law of separateness. By the emergence of the good and of the bad into prominence, men and women will arrive at knowledge, at understanding, and will be forced to take those steps which will be needed to build a new and more functional world based on the law of love, and not on the law of separateness and hate. If you who are reading or listening to this are a seeker of truth, it is the truth that will set you free. And therefore, before I move into the illusion of human miscreations a little further, for your own benefits, allow me to define the law of freedom for you. The law of freedom is that movement which gives entities the space to expand and grow in their ability to function in a manner that will allow others their freedom and space to grow, in order to free still others. Freedom is not a final state of being, but an ever-expanding action of giving each other the space to create spaces for others, to create more spaces for still others yet to come. Freedom may be helped or hindered by human laws, definitions, principles, descriptions, disciplines, and boundaries. However, universal laws free each and every one within a unification of an environment of divine synthesis instantaneously when activated from a rightful application to God life. Any law which does less than this is subject to the rule of a greater law. No one is free until each is free, and all are freeing each other. Remain mindful of this, please, as you go about the creation of your new lives, for this simple law is so far-reaching that it extends throughout the universe and not just limited to the planet Earth. Question. If freedom is based upon helping all others to be free equally, knowing the present crippling and debilitating natures of a laggard's consciousness, activities, and plans, it seems impossible that the mass consciousness of humanity does seem to be out and of all options to combat the imbalances within the world today. Do we as humanity have any chance to rise above the strangleholds of oppression that the false authorities are imposing upon us? Answer. If the question is based on the mass consciousness alone, the answer is no. However, the mass consciousness is now overlighted by those who are now aware of and beginning the engagements of the Christ consciousness, and therefore continuing to self-realize their resonances and light quotients into the higher levels, then it will indeed neutralize the authoritarians of today. But while all human problems are left to the realms of human ego, personalities, and intellect alone, which is exemplified in the political and dictatorship governments of today, where separation or dominating consciousness prevails, without the true understanding and knowledge of how creation functions from God universal creative mind, then no permanent solutions will be found. Unqualified solutions to any problem will always, without exception, be liable to fail, create further imbalances, and become even harder to resolve because they will always be void of universal consciousness. Look at where humanity is today in all manner of human life. While the world governments make decisions based on the isolation of public interaction, then the people are simply being ignored. Remember, governments are supposed to be working for the people. They are placed in position by the people, and so if the people disagree with the decisions being made, then they have the innate right, as declared in the constitutions, to remove that government and to replace that government. And that is not based on allowing them to complete their term. This is all about unity consciousness. It is about a collective synthesis that determines the state of that group consciousness. And here is where the new Christ circles of light will not be working independently of the people. They will be made up of the people, not like the opposing or dictating minority groups called politicians. That system of administration is an archaic and archetypal manifestation of separative consciousness, the attitude of them and us. Humanity has now outgrown these old patterns of thought. The evolution of a human race must continue to advance and move forward, just like the removal of horses to make way for cars and trucks. The old landline, telegraphic, and telephone systems gave way to wireless satellite communication, computers, and iPhone. This process is as natural to a human race evolving as it is the changes in the planetary alignments, which no one has any control over. Life is ever expanding, and to try to stop it can only mean greater and greater problems to solve. And if unable to solve, the broken thought forms that are used for such things must be disengaged, taken out of circulation, and replaced with the new. Not by trying any more to fix the problem, but to start again from a new benchmark. If a person keeps going around in the same circle, and each revolution of that circle, a dose of pain is delivered, would it not be wise for that person to step out of that revolutionary circle? A new human race is waiting to come in and to take this one to its next evolutionary phase, to freedom. But first, the old cycles must give way to the new. Think about this for a moment, if you will. We have the elementals of nature, but also have the fifth elemental of Akasha, and this is a whole other level of the cosmic laws in play here upon the earth. The law of Akasha is a great cosmic law, the fifth and quintessential element that is the unifying force of the universe manifested in the intelligence of the sacred cosmic Christ white firelight substance that the whole of the cosmos is sustained by. Everything in the universe operates within the realm of this unerring law because everything emanates from the same source energy. In this universe, we call it the Great Central Sun, also known as Mother Omega and Father Alpha. Know then that when it is said, we are one, it means that we are all one spirit, all made up of all the parts and parcel of the cosmos, and subject to the law of Akasha. The individual who lives in harmony with the universal sacred cosmic white fire light substance goes with the flow, and all things prosper them, for they are riding the wave of creation. In the Mayan culture, this wave is called the wave of Zuvuya. This term was one that shared their belief of spiritual knowledge for a great interdimensional thread that connects to past and to the future and all dimensions. They rode these waves into such places in their meditations to collect knowledge and understanding. And actually, when they left as a civilization long ago, this is how they left the planet. The ancestors who are back again today still ride the waves of Zuvuya along the currents of the sacred cosmic white fire light substance or etheric Akash. In humans, Akasha refers to your ethereal spirit being that cannot be seen but truly defines you as individuals. It is your interaction with the universal spirit. Whether one tends to it or neglects it will determine the life that will ultimately determine one's fate. So, my dear friends, before you begin to be allowed to be affected by that which is imposed upon you by outer sources, let us look at how one thing is conditional to another. The law of association is associated with the principle of sympathetic magic, or in other words, mysterious or paranormal understanding. Things react upon each other under certain imposed or imaginary conditions. The law of knowledge, law of names, law of contact or contagion, and law of similarity. If two things, A and B, have something in common, that thing in common can be used to influence both. Also, A and B have a mutual influence on each other because of the similarity. The more they have in common, the more influence they exert upon another. The law of association may be divided into two sub-laws. The law of similarity. The cause and effect resemble or have resonance with one another. As an example, a magical ritual to cause a rainstorm might involve dripping water onto the ground or shaking a rain tube, as the indigenous shaman did. This is called sympathetic magic. And other types of use of archetypal thought forms from within the astral or psychic planes, often abused by occult practitioners. Law of contagion. Things once in contact with one another continue to interact at subtle levels after physical separation. Anything, once in contact with a substance, person, or object, may be used as witness or an etheric link for that substance, person, or object. And through that link, influences them in certain ways, such as a tooth or feather from an animal or bird, when worn, imbues that person with the animal's inherent qualities. The same could be said for precious metals, stones, or crystals. Its magnetism modifies their own force field. The application of this law is called homeopathic magic, and the alternative medicine enthusiast will understand how homeopathic medicine works, and this is related to the law of connections. In today's society, and especially for over a century now, the power elite have used these laws knowingly or unknowingly to allow their plans to become more effectively delivered against humanity. The creation of man-made viruses where the witnesses are the basis for the RNA and DNA to be aligned to, scientifically and consciously programmed, that decide the outcome. While we are on the subject of man-made viruses, let us look at the coronavirus and COVID-19, as it is still very prevalent within the plans of the autocrats to continue to alter this virus into other strains and forms to do their bidding until the corral gates can be closed and bolted. Lord Melchizedek spoke of this in an analogy that was intended to start waking people up to the activities of those misaligned to God's love. Part 7, Time is Up, Resetting Christ Time Upon Earth, Ega Petition, Divine Elemental Freedom Dispensation, Proposal 2, 3, and 5, outlined in the God Awakening Book, Saint Germain, 4th February, 2022. Lord Melchizedek, you have corralled yourselves into confined existences that allow you to repeat all your old ways, your habitual daily life, your beliefs in deprivation of your soul, withdrawal of divine love, replacing these things with everything that sustains your belief that you are less than God. The other day, a story was shared about how the Pacific Islanders caught wild pigs that were present in their islands. They would watch where the pigs would gather to feed and, for a time, would place food for them in the same area. This would take place for a while, and when they saw that the pigs came every day quite voluntarily, they would construct a single boundary fence. They would watch, and the pigs would see the single fence, but had no fear of it because they could continue to come and eat and go away as they pleased. This would happen over a number of weeks. Patiently, the islanders would feed them, and when they felt the time was right, would construct another line of fence with the plan to ultimately contain them within a pen. Finally, the day would come. While the pigs would feed, the islanders would hook on the gate and bolt it. By now, the pigs knew that every day they would be fed and had no need to leave the pen. Everything they thought they needed was automatically supplied. But little did they know was that all this time the islanders were planning to use them to provide their own daily needs. Never again would the pigs ever leave their pen, except by virtue of their demise. I use this analogy today because it is so pertinent to the human four lower bodies and the ego mind or personality. Life is provided in all its needs, yet, unbeknown to human life, there is another deadly force in action, one that directs the biology to die to their known reality, the life they have given so much of their trust and power to. Your COVID-19 viruses and vaccines are a testimony to this dark ego plan. your internet, artificial intelligence, and devices with thousands upon thousands of satellites circulating your island nations in this universe are just a small part of the feed you are being given so that the gate can be hooked upon the fence and be bolted. End excerpt. In my discourse, given to the EGA Part 4, Ascension Alchemy Class, Coronavirus versus Electromagnetic Waveforms, I Am Freedom Alchemy Class, Saint Germain, 1st April 2020, I said, "You've been hearing a great deal from around the world about this coronavirus, or more specifically, the COVID-19 virus. The name coronavirus is the strain of virus characteristics, and the specific virus is called the COVID-19. This strain in 2019 began as a conscious virus that attacks the respiratory functions of the lungs, basically that had the ability to cause death through the prevention of oxygen from passing into the bloodstream, obstructing or congesting the pores within. There is also a condition that relates to dryness that would indicate lack of emotion, hydration/water, both within the human body and thus indicating that the virus itself is made up of thought forms with lack of emotion, in its original intended use by its creators and design by God. Elementals, in accordance with your God charters, who must obey mankind for their desired manifestations. Much of the information being shared by both general scientific/medical information and those from a higher esoteric perspective do not contain all the truth. However, the truth is neither thus far touched upon the absolute truth of the creative Father consciousness. All information does present facets of the truth, but also much is being spread to create confusion, fear, and disorientation between individuals, communities, medical professions, and world governments with insufficient qualification. As Jesus has disclosed within his Christ Letter 1, tells of just how misinformation, mainly through TV and other social media programs, can misrepresent, but it can also be very effectively spread by electronic and technically advanced mechanisms and devices that share no visions or words or even feelings, emotional content, such as your IT devices and those machinations that support such dissemination of fear, misinformation, not limited to the mental realms, but actually are far more dangerous when they pass into the emotional and physical bodies without conscious awareness. That is, waveforms that are magnified by electromagnetic machines and technologies." End excerpt. And that is what is happening here on the planet right now with the so-called coronavirus. Be mindful, dear hearts, that COVID-19 is now an actual physical virus which does contain the ability to spread like wildfire around the world. Yet it is not a natural living form or organism. It is a dormant cell that has been programmed mentally at first and then physically by the thought forms of human beings in varying degrees that will activate within particular environments, manufactured from similar viruses you have called Spanish flu, Hong Kong flu, SARS, MERS, AIDS, HIV, and Ebola flu. All of these are similar in nature and were the result of similar miscreated or malintended use of human consciousness. All of these have one thing in common that is little known around the world in the public arena, only now coming to awareness due to the rollouts of the 5G telecommunication systems around the world and the dangers and imminent devastations to come from them. This work upon the laws of contagion will culminate whereby those behind the world's man-made viruses will end up with a DNA sample of every person around the world. They already have data banks full of medical records and blood types and samples. And every COVID test you have had and surrender your records, let us just say they are not just laying in hospital files or have been destroyed. Just like all your bank details and passwords and everything about you have all been collected and in wait to use against you. No, how is this possible? I hear some say. Well, look what happened in Canada just a few scant months ago. They can close your bank accounts with an instruction to the banks. Don't be fooled with the tactics of saying you are protected and your personal details are safe. They are not so in the wrong hands. Your biology is not safe. So this is the law of contagion in action. The laws of similarity and contagion work hand in hand. Question: how can we stop this invasion of our privacies and thus live in a world where our health, substances, and resources are safe? Answer: start thinking about your communities. Start removing your dependence on those things that are presently governed by those who have forgotten they have a soul. Start looking at ways to help free each other by allowing the space around you to become the ways to the provision of space around others. By not giving in to the demands of those who wish to entrap you into their corrals of misgiving, start to remove yourselves from the addictions within your life, no matter what they may be. Do not give up your land or farms. Do not continue buying genetically modified seed or food grown in laboratories unnaturally. Do not fertilize your lands with manufactured chemicals. They are equally beneficial products in nature and natural processes that will serve you better in the long run. Look at radionics, for example. Begin to place emphasis upon market gardens where these fruits and vegetables can be sold or bartered within a community environment. Think about this very carefully in all aspects of your life, your manufacturing and industries that supply essential goods. Remove yourselves as much as possible from your throwaway economies that pollute and destroy whole ecosystems. Stop buying into false economic or monetary plans that are designed to work against you and leave you destitute and potentially in poverty. There are so many things that the material idea of separateness would help in the transitions to come. Look into false securities that are only placing you in the very opposite states of being. Revoke, annul, and change the human laws that now do not serve the freedom of the people. These are just the beginning, dear ones. Ask God, Universal Intelligence, what you should be doing. Do your own researches and trials into all these things, and do not forget to call upon the elementals, devas, and angelic host kingdoms for help. These things will help you find your freedom. And remember, anything artificially manufactured for consumption is bad for you, including the animals that are fed on such tampering with produce that are designed for rapid growth and not nourishment. In the Discourse, Part 14, Divine Economy, Opportunity to Cast Your Vote, Master Joel Cool, 7th December 2019, Brother Joel Cool had this to say about what one can do about assisting in the changes needed. I quote, "As you will see in the United Kingdom and in other countries around the world, in your own country, you have an analogy, particularly at this time, in which each one of you has the opportunity to vote for the leadership of your country. This vote comes in many forms. However, I tell you that it is the silent vote, as you will see in the United Kingdom, that will have the greatest effect. Brexit." Why? Because the laws of the universe have been followed. In the same way, you are being given the opportunity today, right here and now, for the leadership which shall guide humanity along the way to the fifth kingdom. Pay attention to the Jesus inclusion above. You may choose the power of light, which will shorten and render more easily the tread of that path, or you may choose the path of free will that lessens such potentials by lack of participation or turning yourself away from the employment of right appropriation, right application, and right implementation through spiritual integrity, which you have already attracted to you. Just because you have attracted and magnetized it to you does not mean that you will use it. And so I tell you, one way will shorten the path to the next dimensional plane, the other will lengthen it and render more difficult the treading of that path. Some will accept their soul journey, others will simply believe they are not ready. Do your best, dear hearts, to keep this right there in the forefront of your heart and mind, and never turn away from an opportunity that presents itself. Just like Christmas. I will speak of this in a moment. Both paths will lead to the same goal, for it is written into the destiny of mankind. Recognize the fact that it is, particularly during this period now, upon you, cosmically speaking, that you are called upon by the soul group you represent to vote on every level, that you are called upon to make the highest choices you possibly can, just like the one made for Great Britain. Do you see, dear ones? And again, there is a sufficient number of you in the world today, throughout the entire world, who do constitute an aspirational consciousness, which, if and when it speaks through the law of life, will swing the decision, give the decision to the powers of light for the greatest good of all concern, no matter what the general populace may perceive in their own human consciousness at the time. There will always, for many years to come, be opposition. But through such experiences that reinforce and validate the truth of a new reality, that who would oppose, resist, and be in disapproval of a higher way will also slowly see those old beliefs fade away day by day until a certain level of trust, faith, and hope will provide a new path for them also. Just as you shall see in due course in the UK in the coming few years. I say this with confidence because the soul consciousness of this group has now become more aware of the power and authority to govern how things will act out here and there. I ask you then to align with all your colleagues throughout the world and realize that they are in every country. Your soul groups are in every government, in every walk of life. Align with these and sound your soul group note, which is the word of decision. Your note in thought, in feeling, and in physical actions, whether by right word or right activity, so that the totality of this aspirational consciousness will sound forth and be heard by all, whether they hear it audibly with human ears or silently within the soul group's silent heart. Do not limit this particular state of consciousness to those whom you would consider to be disciples or initiates. This is truly a big ask to do consciously, but you can do it if you set your heart and mind to do it. Realize that every individual, every man and woman, and certainly the children of the world who would seek a quality of life and freedom of spirit, not only for themselves but for all others, no matter what color, race, or creed, religious background, or political persuasions, those who look towards a divine being, or whether from within an Orthodox church form, whether an atheistic point of view, whether from within the field of science, or from within the occult realm, that all of these constitute an aspirational consciousness. Speak out. Speak up. You who are, at this particular time, in the position of being representative for the body of Christed consciousness, speak aloud or silently, then sound forth the great invocation, the silent Om, and cast your vote to raise the consciousness of all sentient life here. Do not permit the appearance of the pairs of opposites within world affairs and the apparent conflict between the two to undermine your security in a realization of the power of light to balance these opposites. The power of light to reveal the truth lying between these pairs of opposites. And in your own life, endeavor to think very clearly regarding all that you might see. To stand midway between these opposites where the truth regarding both is seen for what it really is, as soul consciousness expressing group experience. End excerpt. Most of all, listen to your heart and follow your feelings that rise up from your solar plexus. These will never lead you astray once you master unconditional love in action. It is my intention and with great purpose to begin to guide you in the ways of the cosmic laws and how they function that can be used for both good and immorality. I want to assist you through the law of revelation, where a breakthrough in your perception of your outer and inner awareness is able to flash you within your mind, body, and your feeling world on the deep meaning of a word or an event. Most call this an aha experience. Have you had any aha moments while reading all about the new Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity and what it means to be God-free? Knowledge, dear brothers and sisters, is power and can be very illuminating in how to activate one's self-empowerment or the empowerment of an ashramic group of synthesis in divine economy. Having explained to some degree the laws I have today, I wish you to know why I called this discourse the Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity, Agape Love is Contagious. I did because if enough people around the world can unite with the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual Akasha, or the sacred cosmic Christ white fire light substance, this declaration and true constitution for the I Am One World Nation would become so contagious, so magnetizing, so electrifying that the world would be enlivened in love, joy, happiness, harmlessness, beauty, wisdom, generosity in all things godly. And the world would be healed and restored, rejuvenated and revitalized, and those things that have been destroyed and removed, released and etherealized, will make way for higher manifestations and truth of God life. Does your heart begin to vibrate with the truth, the life, and the way? Remember the law of unity, which is that law that recognizes no separateness, which ignores the appearance and semblance of separateness in the apparent divisions of polarities, gender, cause and effects, the parts in the whole, the one in the many, the differences in people's lower or higher consciousness. But realizing these as integrated parts of the total picture, all of which when looked into, you'll find a picture of yourself and how you have found your way to where you are today. All the lifetimes of being a male in this one and female in that one, being healthy in this one and unwell in another, to be rich in this one and poor in that one, lower in consciousness in that one and higher in consciousness in this one. You have been all things to everyone. That is how an evolution of a human race evolves. It is not personal. The law of unity identifies with the overall viewpoint and sees neither night nor day, but the night-day process, neither right or wrong, but the right-wrong process, neither the pleasure nor the pain, but the pleasure-pain process, neither the one nor the all, but the at-one-ment process of all one being, whose cells and souls work together even in the seemingness of division. The law of unity acknowledges such division, but stresses the oneness of the parts. The law of unity sees loss and gain, life and death as nothing but the spinning wheel of fortune that is based on the law of change, which is itself a unified process known as the law of magic or alchemy. This is a personality-impersonality process. We are all connected, all bearing the seed of divinity. This is the way you start and the way you develop into eternity. It is only while in the third dimension physical form and because of the greater separation of your higher self from the personality, you experience the illusion that you stand alone. Fear enters your emotional body because of this illusion and begins to close more profoundly your connection to Source. Also, when you experience great soul growth in some small but profound manner, everyone benefits. All cosmic Christ white firelight substance of Akasha in this universe flows to you and through you. We are one. To help this universal flow, try using the law of forgiveness to help surround you and others in peace, joy, and a temporal release of karmic conditions. When you invoke the law of forgiveness from deep within your heart, with humility, gentleness, and harmlessness, it flows forth like the fireworks on the eve of a new year. The colors of pink, purple, violet, and white light dissolve all the unpleasant conditions within and around the causes that drew forgiveness to them. There is no limitation to who or what you can forgive. No situation or circumstances that cannot benefit from this love in action. You can even forgive yourself for a wrong thought, word, or action. A very powerful use of the law of forgiveness. But it is very wise to remember that forgiveness is not the abolition of the karma that was created in the first place. But it does remove the karma for a duration of time, so both parties can reach a spiritual understanding at higher levels so that they can deal with the karmic conditions of disillusion and balancing in a better way. Forgiveness offers the soul a dispensation of time so that that one can reach the opportunities of developing Christ consciousness. I repeat, it does not remove the karma. It just sets it aside for an interim of time. In this way, all those involved in the interaction can be offered freedom to pursue the knowledge and wisdom of how to balance the karma. Balancing and setting aside are two very different things, and it would be very wise to know the difference. Once self-mastery has been attained, then the karma returns for balance, and in this heightened state of awareness, it can be dissolved and transmuted very easily and quickly, thus allowing what could have been a very long time to overcome to a much shorter time experience to benefit from. So, dear souls, forgiveness is a vital part of the evolutionary path of humanity. Try forgiving the dictators with agape love. Remember the words of Jesus if you can, as he was nailed to the cross before he ascended. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. This prayer said in earnest released Jesus of all his karmic debt, so he could ascend and release himself off the wheel of karma completely. Forgive all that have ever trespassed against you with true humility, and you will find your life changed overnight. I want to leave you with this last thought about the law of gratitude. A sense of satisfaction in knowing that energy which has been given receives its certain reward according to its nature. Energy that is given moves out on that curved and unequal line, and when extended far enough can only return to its source bearing its appropriate gifts. Imagine then that all those that have ever seemingly turned against you, who have hurt you, who have set you upon a path of feeling unloved and lost in the quagmire of misinformation and miscreation, sense the destructions to your life where you have accepted unknowingly to be the victim that sent you down a path of hopelessness. Feel the depth of all your pain, your grief and sorrow or disappointment, and then turn to God and say, Divine Father, Supreme Mother, I now realize that all these things you have allowed me to experience freely, so that I may find my way home to you and your life for me. I know now that all those who I have seen and believed they were against me, in truth that they are part of my own desires to learn to raise myself through my own volition out of the illusions of the physical worlds of lower consciousness. Now that I have come to self-realize that I have that spark of agape love within me, please show me how I can live my life with my biological and worldly family. Show me how to express your light and love to set all humanity, the minerals, the animals, birds, electrons, elementals, devas, and angelic host free. I give thanks for my life in you and your life in me. I give thanks for your life in all others. I give thanks for the glory of universal consciousness and how its perfection will shine the path of revelation to emancipation, to help the children of tomorrow radiate the God within them through all of us. And so it is. I am Saint Germain, flooding you all with gratitude and thanks for all you have done, all that you have suffered and tolerated, for all that you have enjoyed and given freely, for all you have always been, no matter what the human life has thrown at you, lifetime after lifetime. Thank you for all your creations, no matter the result, because all this proves that using the laws of the cosmos, knowingly or unknowingly, you have always created what you needed to develop and grow within your spiritual life. Even though they were creations misaligned in human conditions, desire, and free will. Just imagine how powerful you will become when you start creating as God creates, through divine will and power, love and wisdom, for the greatest good of all life, selflessly. Imagine all this as you move gently into your future times. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are God grateful. Go now and place your energetic signatures to the true constitution, the I Am One World Nation, and to this declaration for the freedom of humanity. You need not know what to do or where to go. Just trust and have faith that God knows what is best for you. rise up in the name of God. If the next moment your last breath arrives, rise up in the name of God. If the next moment this world resounds with the echo of chaos gone wild, rise up in the name of God by all your divine trust and faith in God life, as husbands and wives, as fathers and mothers, as men and women. Rise up in the name of God in your I Am presence to the responsibilities of such a true constitution that you yourselves will decree and assign your energies to. Rise up in the name of God, not only for yourselves, but for every man, woman, and child, for every element, deva, and angelic host, for every sentient life stream in all of the four lower kingdoms. Rise up in the name of God, for this indenture will be the textbook of freedom, the Bible of the rights of men and women and children forever. Rise up in the name of God, for that declaration will go forth into the I Am One World Nation of hearts forever. And speak to those hearts like the voice of God. And its work will not be done until throughout all of God's creations, not a single square inch of ground, time, or space shall be unaffected. Nay, do not start and whisper with surprise. This is the truth. Your own hearts have witnessed it. God proclaims it. This earth, this solar system, this universe, this galaxy, this cosmos is the God domain of free people of all cultures, races, and creeds, and your God domain alone. God, I say, proclaims it. Rise up now in the name of God and do your part to make agape love toward all of humanity contagious. Benediction. We give praise and thanks that your mighty presence is always and in all ways the governing intelligence, the love enfolding, the light illumining. May we, as the conscious soul incarnate, radiate these qualities of Christ Jesus into the world and the soul life of all kingdoms and nature, its mergence and synthesis, where all life meets and coalesces into a consciousness of the one life, the soul life of all kingdoms and nature, radiating from the planet into and throughout into the universe and cosmos, wherein the soul life of the many is fused and synthesized into the one divine purpose, divine love, divine order, and where all beings are streamed by their life consciousness with divine justice through your perfection of God's wisdom.